soledad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evange Dye here on Cristo the Rock this Saturday night, and we are so excited once again. I think everyone who hears me on Saturday night says she's always excited. But I am excited. I'm excited to share the Word of God. I'm excited for the audience that's tuning in to Cristo the Rock on thewordfm.com if you want to look for us online, but also on 100.7 The Rock. So we are excited to be here tonight. We have Pastor Blanca Garnica, who is accompanying us tonight. And I want to introduce her. She is from Casa de Excelencia de Rey de Reyes. And I love the name of your church. Pero quiero presentar a la pastora que viene de ¿qué ciudad fue que me mencionó, pastora?
Es de aquí, de Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie. Ok, uh-huh. Así que yo siempre digo, todavía digo que soy nueva a Texas, pero ya llevo tres años. Uh-huh. Así que ya no puedo usar la excusa que soy tan nueva que digamos, aunque todavía me pierdo. Pero tengo aquí a la pastora Blanca Garnica. Y le acompaña nuestra hermana Yolanda Wenat. Y le voy a pedir a la pastora que nos dé un saludo a nuestra audiencia en esta noche.
Es para mí un placer y un honor estar aquí con ustedes compartiendo estos micrófonos y sabiendo y creyendo que Dios tiene cosas nuevas y especiales para cada uno de nosotros. No estás por casualidad escuchando la radio, no venimos por casualidad, Dios tiene algo especial para ti esta noche.
Así mismo es, y gracias, hermana Blanca, es también un placer de estar compartiendo este tiempo, y también nuestra hermana Yolanda que nos acompaña, hermana Yolanda Guanal, y voy a pedir que nos dé un saludo a la audiencia. Y tenemos una audiencia muy diversa. Hay personas que están saliendo esta noche, quién sabe para dónde, y necesitan escuchar una palabra de alivio. And we have some pretty, maybe some young people out there that are about to do their own thing, and we need to be able to share a word with them. So why don't you greet us in English and in Spanish, and if you know any other language, then just go ahead and throw it in.
Pastor, thank you so much. Es un gran placer para mí también estar aquí compartiendo con ustedes. Es un privilegio y honor. Thank you. I am excited too because I know God has something special. Like my friend Blanca said, we're not here by coincidence. And more than anything, God just wants you to know today that He made this day for you, and He loves you, and He wants to bless you if you will just receive what He wants to present to you tonight.
Amen. And we are very beyond sure, beyond positive, beyond a shadow of a doubt that God always wants the best for us.
Amen.
And He is all-knowing, all-knowledgeable, and His love is absolutely unconditional. We hear love is used very lightly many times. People say, well, I love my car, I love my phone, I love my shoes. Let me tell you, God's love does not compare to any of those things.
That's right.
And it doesn't even compare to our human love. We love. And I'm a mom. I'm a parent of two lovely girls. And I always say I love my children. And I truly, truly do profoundly love my children. But I understand, according to the Word of God and according to what I've experienced, that it could never compare to the love that God has for us in giving us His only Son so that you and I can be saved. So I think when we speak about the love of God, it just goes so much deeper. We can be here all night long. And if I could sing, I'd sing you a love song about His love. But tonight we're going to talk about something that I think it's right up all of our alleys. And I think regardless of our age and regardless of how long we've been serving God, some people say, well, you know more because you've been serving God longer. Well, you know, we are children of God, so we're all exposed to this topic that we're about to talk about. And basically tonight we want to touch on the topic of obedience. Right. Obedience does not come with age. There's people who are very young in the Lord that are more obedient than people who've known Him for many years. I think it has to do with a strong foundation. It has to do with trust. And it has to do with absolutely knowing that God does want our best and that He doesn't always operate in our life in a very logical way or the way we want to hear it. So obedience is not limited to an age group. It's not limited to how long you've known God. It has to do with our personal relationship and our personal experience with God. So we want to talk about obedience versus partial obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think, Blanca, let me ask you a quick question. Do you have children?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take you that far. I don't know how old your children are, but from the top of your head, like, you know, just think about something that stands out to you. And then I'm going to share a story that's really funny. But when your children were semi-obedient in something you asked them to do and you knew you were clear, you explained it, and yet they were semi-obedient.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
Tiene un ejemplo de que usted le dijo algo a sus hijos y le dijo, yo quiero que hagan esto. Algo que le venga a usted a su mente, que usted sabe que usted se lo explicó y todavía no lo hicieron.
Sí, una ocasión estaba yo guardando dinero, tú sabes, lo pone uno en un cajón y le dije, no lo vayan a tocar, porque ese no es dinero que vamos a gastar.
Sí.
Pero un día regresé y ya no había dinero.
Oh.
Y me dijo, mamá, no lo gasté, nada más lo cambié de lugar. Le dije, ¿de veras? Dijo, sí, ahora está en la tienda de la esquina.
Oh, that was smart. ¿Y cuáles fueron las consecuencias, hermana? No, ya
no,
sabes.
Ya. Allá en México no hay 911, entonces... Ay, pao, pao.
Yo le llamo eso el Ministerio de la Chancleta.
Ah, ok.
Ministerio de la Chancleta. No hay tal cosa como time out or anything like that. And, you know, and it's so funny because she was saying, Blanca was sharing that she told her kids, she put some money aside in the house and says, do not touch that, we can't spend it. She comes back and the money's gone. I said, where's the money? Well, we moved it. Moved it where? Well, we moved it to the store at the corner. So they had serious consequences. So,
yeah.
But, you know, partial obedience, it's still disobedience.
Yes.
And I do recall, and it's a funny story because, you know, my daughter, she's going to be 19 this coming month. But this was way back. I think she was possibly 13 years old or something. And I asked her to throw out the trash. And I asked her, did you throw out the trash? And she said, yeah, I threw out the trash. And when I go look, she had dragged the trash from the kitchen all the way out. And so the bag fell apart and there was a trail of the trash all the way over there. So, yeah, she had her consequences. And so it was true that she threw out the trash. But, you know, it was a partial obedience because she didn't do exactly what I asked her to do. So now, do you have children, Yolanda?
Yes, I do.
And do you have an example that stands out to you?
Goodness, ahorita no puedo pensar de uno.
Yeah, you must have really good kids.
I think I just blurred it from my mind.
Well, I think what the point is that just as parents, and we ask our children to be obedient and to do what we ask them to do, and when they do what we ask them to do, it says something to us as parents. It says to us that they love us and that they respect us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When I ask my children to do something and they're diligent in doing it, I feel a sense of satisfaction because I feel as though this is their way of them showing that they love me and that they respect me. And me being maybe limited, I really need that respect as a parent. So if we put it in the concept or in the perspective of how does God feel when we are absolutely obedient to him, what does that speak to him? The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see, we can stand there and say, well, God, I went to church on Sunday and I gave my tithes and I worshiped you. I lifted my hands like all the worship, like if we're doing him a favor, right? And those are things that we do. I would say, I want to call it sacrifice, but it's an act. It's an act for him. But when we are obedient, when it doesn't feel good to us, you see, because I enjoy the worship. I don't know about you ladies, but it's not really a sacrifice to me. Yes, I enjoy it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. But sometimes obedience doesn't feel good.
No, y ese es el problema por el cual mucha gente se molesta cuando no tiene una respuesta de parte de Dios, porque piensa que el ir al domingo a la iglesia, pagar el diezmo, pagar las ofrendas, estar ahí, levantar las manos es todo. Pero realmente lo que nosotros necesitamos es encauzarnos y encaminarnos a lo que Dios dice que tengo que hacer, renunciar y quitar lo que no pertenece a Él. Y empezar a hacer lo que verdaderamente Él quiere.
Amén, amén. Y ser obediente a lo que dice la palabra de Dios. Y eso va a producir que es muy diferente producir algo internamente en nuestra vida, internamente. Entonces, no es suficiente decir, oh, fui obediente en parte, sino la importancia es ser obediente en exactamente lo que nos está pidiendo. Y a veces alguno dice, bueno, pero yo no sé lo que Dios quiere para mí. Entonces, ¿cómo voy a ser obediente? If I don't understand exactly what he wants from me, you know what? I think sometimes we want to play it off, but we know that we have the Word of God, and we can't modify it to fit our, you know, it is a one-size-fits-all, you know, it's for everybody. And God is very clear. God is very, very clear. And one of the examples that we have of a partial obedience is this example of King Saul. And the Bible says that God gave him an specific instruction. Mm-hmm. Like there's a saying that says, what part of no don't you understand? Right. I mean, let me explain it to you. What part of no don't you understand? You know, and so if God gives a specific instruction and he didn't leave out even the most minute detail. He tells Saul, he says, now go and attack Amalek. And then he says, and utterly destroy all that they have. And then this is where he catches him. This is the disclaimer, if you want to say, and do not spare them. Mm-hmm. It's not like he said, just go and attack. Because he can come back and say, well, we attacked and we weren't able to conquer. No, God said, go attack and utterly destroy all that they have, and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant, nursing child. He went down and he detailed it. Mm-hmm. So now my question to Saul would be, what part didn't you get? What part didn't you get? And yet, in his heart, he received it, and partially he acted upon it, but he didn't fulfill exactly what God wanted him to do.
Yo pienso que una de las cosas que Samuel equivocó fue querer hacerse sentir que él, lo que él quería era lo que Dios quería.
Ajá, usted dice Saúl.
Saúl.
Yeah,
Saúl.
Ajá.
Ya él estaba diciendo lo que no podía, lo que tenía que hacer. El Señor le estaba revelando a Saúl.
Sí.
Sí. Pero él viene y piensa que es mejor como él hace y no como Dios dice.
That's right.
Y cambia la versión, cambia el punto y obedece a la mitad.
Sí.
Pero por querer seguir la inclinación de él y no la que Dios está diciendo.
Así mismo es. Y él tomó, como es, he took something into his own hands. He made a decision to his own opinion and he modified. Well, you know what? This is not so bad after all. Maybe we can spare just this and you know, and we're still doing what God has called us to do. But God doesn't operate that way. He always has a purpose and an end result. He knows why he speaks. He knows why he's spoken that into our life. And not all the time that God speaks into our life is going to align with the way what we want or even our personal desires. And that's why it is so important that when we do pray or when we do come before the Lord, we try to align our personal desires to the will of God.
Una de las cuestiones por la que no entendemos el propósito o la revelación que Dios quiere darnos para hacer es porque la oración la convertimos en un monólogo y no en un diálogo.
Yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm. No esperamos que Dios nos va a contestar o nos va a decir cuando estamos acercándonos en oración. Nos levantamos, damos, giramos instrucciones, le decimos a Dios qué y nos vamos.
Yes.
Y no nos quedamos ahí a esperar qué es ahora lo que Él quiere decirnos.
That's right.
No,
go ahead.
Una cosa que están hablando de obediencia que trae la bendición. Hablando en el tiempo de ahorita, vamos a la iglesia y a veces no damos todo el diezmo, nomás damos parte. Pero la palabra es muy clara, dice el 10% va al Señor, uh-huh. Pero damos la mitad. Nosotros los quitamos la bendición que el Señor quiere traer a nosotros en esa partial disobedience.
And you know, it marvels me, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think, do any of us, because I don't want to say, oh, other people do it, because that's somewhere, you know, we've fallen in short of something. But do we honestly think that God does not see all things? Like even our pocketbook, even our wallet? Does he not see? When Saul kept the oxen and kept all this, Samuel shows up. Now, Saul did not have these sheep and the oxen in his pocket. He didn't have them in the back seat of his car. Mm-hmm. And yet Samuel said, what is this bleeding of sheep in my ears? Where did he have? Where did he hear it? Where? And basically, that is a type of, you know, yeah, you may have kept that, you may have withheld that, and you may have hid it, and you may have, you know, kind of masked it differently. But, you know, the Spirit of God will give, you know, you sense, you can pick up on the Spirit when someone is maybe not walking right, when someone is holding something back. You know, we have the example of Ananias and, bueno, Ananias y Sapphira. So it's Ananias and Sapphira. Uh-huh. You know, some of the names I know better in Spanish, some of them I know better in English. But Ananias y Sapphira, you know, they thought, oh, well, we're coming to bring our offering. And this is how much we sold it for. And they dropped dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, they just like dropped dead. And so he said, oh my gosh, well, you know, that it's also what can happen to our spiritual life. Maybe we're still walking and we still look pretty good on the outside, but, you know, some experience spiritual death by a continuous disobedience to God and very clear instructions when God speaks into our life. And he speaks into our life because he wants to give us the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And he always has our best interest at heart. He never wants to cheat us of anything. He never wants to deprive us of anything. However, his end goal in our life, or his end purpose in our life, is to make us better, is to make us more Christ-like, and is to fulfill his word, where he says, the very good work that I have begun in you, I will perfect it. You are my workmanship. You are my child, and I will perfect you. But, you know, it's not going to be our way. It's going to be his way.
Yo pienso que también una de las cuestiones cuando hemos decidido obedecer a Dios es saber que estamos en serio.
Yes.
Que estamos con un Dios, como tú dices, que tiene el Espíritu Santo que revela y trae la verdad.
Yes.
En este caso
de Saúl.
De Saúl, él lo que quería, él trataba de engañar a Dios. Y cuando llega el profeta y le dice, ¿qué son esos que estoy escuchando ahí berreando? Ahí esas ovejas, esos chivos. Dios va a hacer lo mismo.
Uh-huh.
Yo estoy segura que cuando el profeta llegó, ya él sabía qué había pasado. Dios ya le había dicho.
Ya, yeah, pues claro. Y encima de eso, Saúl no toma responsabilidad por sus acciones, sino dice, ya conoces a la gente.
Sí.
You already know the people, but the people took of the plunder of the sheep and of the oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed. He blames it on the people. And that is so common within the body of Christ, and within people. We'll always find someone or something to blame. So tonight we're talking about obedience. We're talking about obedience versus partial obedience. And I believe that is up all of our alley. It's not based on age. It's not even based on spiritual maturity. In some time in our life, we have either faced a test where God has tested our obedience, and thankfully and hopefully we will all pass those moments. So stay tuned to us, to Cristo the Rock tonight. We have Evange Dye here, Pastor Blanca and Yolanda accompanying us, and Pastor Carson is here with us tonight. And we're going to continue with this topic about obedience. Stay tuned to Cristo the Rock on 100.7 K-Word.
Julio.
Cómo negar las maravillas de tu gloria. Cómo negarte si eres mi razón de vivir. Eres mi rey, eres mi Dios, eres mi amado. Es imposible que pueda respirar y sin ti.
Principe de paz, principio.
vos eres mi amante. Es imposible que pueda respirar.
No,
yo no tengo atrás. No.
Mi poderoso gigante, camino sobre el agua, camino por el fuego. En tu mano estoy seguro, en tu mano me veo. Eres mi luz, el que me ama, eres mi corazón. Eres el que me sostiene, eres mi salvador.
Eres mi Dios,
solo tú.
Solo tú,
solo tú. Tú eres mi Dios, Señor.
Eres y serás mi Dios,
solo tú.
Eres y serás mi rey. Eres y serás mi amor.
Eres lo que quiero.
Así está mi corazón, dispuesto está mi ruaja a lavarte con amor. Oh Santo Hashem, bendito seas. Oh, oh. Estoy dispuesto, Padre, dispuesto a recibir. Dispuesta está mi Neshama a que hagas algo en mí. Oh Santo Hashem, bendito seas. Bendito seas tú, bendita sean tus obras. Que sea vida tu Torah en mí. Bendito seas tú, bendita son tus obras. Por tu misericordia y vida en mí. Bendito seas tú. Estoy dispuesto, Padre, y así está mi corazón. Dispuesto está mi ruaja a lavarte con amor. Oh Santo Hashem, bendito seas. Bendito seas tú, bendita sean tus obras. Que sea vida tu Torah en mí. Bendito seas tú, bendita son tus obras. Por tu misericordia y vida en mí. Bendito seas. Estoy dispuesto, Padre, dispuesto a recibir. Dispuesta está mi Neshama a que hagas algo en mí. Oh, oh, oh. Bendito seas tú.